pray. We have a very difficult passage this morning, and we need God's help.
在我们开始之前，我们先祷告，为这节难懂的经文祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
慈爱的天父，
we come before you this morning because we need you.
我们到你跟前，因为我们需要你。
We need you to meet our needs this morning.
我们需要你来满足我们的需要。
We need your spiritual food.
我们需要你的灵粮。
We need your nourishment.
我们需要你的滋润。
We need you to sustain us.
我们需要你来扶持我们。
So speak, Holy Spirit, through your holy word.
愿圣灵借着你的圣言来对我们说话。
We pray in Jesus' mighty name.
我们奉耶稣有能力的名。
Amen.
Amen.
This year we have been looking at discipleship.
今年我们在讲到做主门徒。
And in these combined services, we have gone through not only the Great Commission, but last time we also finished up looking at prayer.
我们不单讲到了主耶稣基督的大使命，上一次我们也说到了祷告。
This morning I want to do what I've never done before and look at Romans chapter 12.
今早上我要做讲的是我从来没讲过，就是罗马书十二章。
And I confess that I am a little scared going into this passage.
我必须承认，说我对这个经文我是充满了战惊。
There's so much there.
这里太多东西了。
And so much to understand.
太多需要明白的。
And so much that just cuts to the heart.
有太多地方是让我们心如刀割的。
Let us read it first.
我们先来读。
And then we will unpack it word for word.
我们读完以后，我们逐字的来认识它。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
罗马书十二章第一、第二节。
Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
I wanted to look at this passage today because it talks about how to be a disciple.
我想分享这一段经文，因为这里告诉我们如何来做主门徒。
And Paul says,What it means to be a disciple is to offer our bodies as living sacrifices.
保罗在这里告诉弟兄们说，做主门徒是要将身体献上当作活祭。
So if you go up to Paul and you ask him, what does it mean to be a disciple of Jesus? This is the answer he's going to give.
如果你到保罗面前，你问他，做主门徒到底代表什么？这个是他的回答。
Offer your bodies as living sacrifices.
将身体献上当作活祭。
But the verse does not start with that.
可是它并不是一开始就讲这句话。
In the beginning, at least in the English, the first word in our NIV is therefore.
在英文 NIV 的译本里面，一开始是讲到，就跟中文说是所以。
And any time you see a therefore, you have to look before.
所以如果一章一开始是讲到所以，你必须先看看前面在讲什么。
Paul is giving here in chapter 12 a conclusion.
所以第十二章保罗是在做一个总结。
I studied math in undergrad, and a lot of times you'd have lots of complex equations, and then all the way at the end, you'd draw a line, and you'd solve it.
我在读本科的时候是读数学，那很多时候有些很复杂的程式，可是最后呢，我们要做出一个总结。
This, in chapter 12, is the conclusion.
所以十二章是之前的一个总结。
But just looking at the conclusion by itself doesn't make any sense.
所以你如果单单看总结的话，你看得不完全。
A lot of people think religion is all about acting good and being good and having good behavior.
很多人认为宗教就是你要行这个，你要做善事。
Paul says that is the conclusion.
可是保罗说，你这些做的事情是你的一个总结。
That's not the beginning.
并不是你的开始。
He says the beginning is in the therefore.
所以他这边一开始他是讲到所以。
What is that therefore talking about?
保罗讲所以是在讲所以什么呢？
He's not just talking what came immediately before in Romans chapter 11.
他不是单单讲到罗马书十一章所说的。
He's actually summarizing everything that he's written about all the way back in Romans chapter 1.
他是在总结一直往前推到罗马书从第一章开始。
And if you've ever read through Romans in depth or did a Bible study with your fellowship, you know that the first 11 chapters of Romans is all Paul talking about theology.
如果你有过查经或者读过罗马书，你会发现前面十一章都在讲到神学。
Who is God?
神是谁？
What has he done?
他做了什么？
What does it mean to be right with God?
与神和好的意义是什么？
All these questions and much, much more he talks about.
这些还有其他许多的事情
在这里讲到。But in the first 11 chapters, he hardly tells us to do anything.
在前面这十一章，保罗很少提到我们需要做什么。
Because the conclusion is in chapter 12.
因为他的总结是在十二章
，and runs through the end of the book，
从十二章一直到罗马书结尾。
As a disciple, we are to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice。
作为主的门徒，我们需要将身体献上，当作活祭。
And so Romans 12 to the end of the book tells us how to do that。
所以罗马书从十二章一直到结尾，教导我们如何行。
But we have to back up and look at what Paul said in the beginning.
那我们回去看看保罗一开始是怎么讲的。
Paul explained that no one is righteous before God.
保罗解释了，没有人在神面前可以称为义。
It doesn't matter whether you're a Jew, that you keep all the Old Testament law, you're all sinful.
不管你是不是犹太人，你守了所有旧约的条规，你都是有罪的。
Everyone falls short of God's standard.
每一个人都亏缺了神所给我们的标准。
And so God provided a different way of righteousness.
所以神为我们另外预备了一个称义的方式。
And that is through Jesus Christ.
是借着耶稣基督。
And Jesus Christ on the cross pays the debt of our sin.
耶稣基督在十字架上为我们的罪偿了罪债。
So that we can now be righteous with God.
所以今天我们可以与神和好。
And in chapter 12, verse 1, Paul summarizes this wonderfully.
所以在第十二章的第一节，保罗很好的做了一个总结。
He said, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy.
所以在这边说，我以神的慈悲来劝你们。
He summarizes everything that came before 11 chapters as God's mercies.
他把前面十一章总结为神的慈悲。
Everything that happened, every step along the way, everything God did was God's mercy.
我们所前面读到每一件事情都是神的慈悲。
The Jewish people every year they celebrate the Passover.
犹太人每一年过逾越节。
And in the Passover, they commemorate and celebrate what God did in the Exodus.
他们在逾越节的时候，他们就来纪念、回想出埃及的情形。
That God brought them out of slavery in Egypt and into the Promised Land.
神把他们从做奴隶的埃及之地带出到应许之地。
And my favorite part of the Passover is a part called the Dayenu.
我最喜欢的关于逾越节的这个庆祝中是叫一个叫做 Dayenu 的。
And in Hebrew, Dayenu means it would have been sufficient.
在希伯来书 Dayenu 这个字的意思就是这样子已经足够了。
It would have been fine.
就满足了。
It would have been perfectly good enough.
就已经够好了。
And so in the Passover, in this section, they go through all of those things that God did for Israel.
所以在这个他们庆祝的这个逾越节中，一个一个阶段，他们讲到神为以色列做的一件一件事。
And after everything, they say, Dayenu.
所以每一次陈述完一个阶段的时候，他们就说 Dayenu.
It would have been enough.
这样子其实就够了。
If God just brought judgment on the Egyptians and didn't bring us out, it would have been enough.
如果神就是惩罚了埃及人，而之后让我们留在埃及，这已经够了。
If God just parted the Red Sea and didn't bring us through, it would have been enough.
如果神把红海打开，让我们经过了，这就够了。
If God brought us out of Egypt but didn't bring us to the promised land, it would have been enough.
如果神把我们从埃及拯救出来，就算没有进迦南，这也足够了。
What are they saying year after year?
他们一年一年这样子重复什么？
Each little tiny step was God's mercies.
每一个小步都是神的怜悯。
We didn't deserve it.
我们不配得的。
God could have stopped at the first step, and that would have already been more than we deserve.
神就算停留在第一步，没有继续下去，这已经是足够我们所承受的了。
It's saying that God could have just met all of our needs and so much more just with his little pinky.
神可以就用他的给我们一个他的小指头的东西就已经足足有余了。
But yet he gives to us with both hands open.
可是神给我们是将他双手敞开的给我们。
And so Paul picks up on that thought and he says, all of what God did in all the first 11 chapters of Romans,God's mercies.
所以保罗在这里就讲到说，这十一章中他能够看到的是神的怜悯，神的慈悲。
If God created us and didn't save us, it would have been enough.
神如果就是仅仅造了我们，就算他没拯救我们，也足够了。
If God sent his son and he didn't die on the cross, it still would have been enough for us.
如果神差遣了他儿子来，就算没有死在十字架上，也足够了。
If Christ was crucified but didn't rise again, it still would have been more than we deserve.
如果基督为我们钉十字架了，就算他没复活，这也是足够了。
If Christ died for our sins and was raised to life again, and we didn't get to go to heaven, that still would have been more than we deserve.
如果耶稣从死里复活，可是他没有带领我们进到天堂，也足够了。
If God gave us salvation, gave us eternal life, but didn't give us the church family, it still would have been enough.
如果神给了我们救恩，给了我们永生，可是没有给我们一个教会的家庭，这也是够了。
If He gave us a church and gave us salvation, didn't give us the Holy Spirit, it still would have been enough.
如果神赐给我们教会的家庭的生活，可是却没有把圣灵给我们，也是够了。
But God never stops at just enough.
神没有仅仅停在够了。
The record of the Gospels, He just pours out mercy upon mercy on us.
在我们读到福音书，我们看到神一而再、再而三的怜悯我们。
So we have much, 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 much more than we ever could ask or deserve.
所以我们得到是远远、远远、远远超过我们所配得的。
That's why Paul says,This is all God's mercies.
所以这就是保罗最后他的感叹说，这全是神的慈悲。
And now that he's done talking about God's mercies in the first 11 chapters, he can continue.
所以当他讲完了这十一章神的慈悲之后，他再继续讲。
What is the conclusion?
他的结论是什么？
The conclusion is,To offer our bodies as living sacrifices.
是将我们的身体献上当作活祭。
In fact, he says, therefore I urge you.
所以在这里他说，弟兄们，他是劝你们。
I plead with you.
我请求你们。
Because of everything that God has done, this is how you are to live now.
因为神 做了这样子多的事情，我们是应该要这样子的生活。
Offer your bodies as living sacrifices.
将身体献上当作活祭。
What does he mean by bodies?
在这边讲到身体是什么意思？
Does he just mean our physical flesh?
他只是我们要我们这个肉身吗？
No, he means all of us.
他是讲到我们全人。
When I go home and I say, is anyone home?
当我回家说，家里有人吗？
Is anybody here?
有人在家吗？
I'm not asking if there are corpses lying on the floor.
我不是说家里是不是有一个的没生气的身体躺在那。
I'm asking, is there a whole person?
我是说有没有这样子的一个全人在家里。
Paul says, all of ourselves.
保罗说了，我们要将我们全人。
Everything that makes us us.
所有我们的本所事。
That's what we're supposed to offer to God.
这是我们需要献给神的。
Now when Paul says offer,
当神保罗说献上
when you offer something, you no longer own it.
当你将某样东西献上的时候，那东西就不再是你的了。
Back in the Old Testament time, they would bring sacrifices to offer to God.
在旧约的时候，他们将祭物带到神面前献给神。
If you come with a sheep for offering to God, you do not leave with a sheep.
当你带一只羊来献给神，你不会再把那只羊给带走。
It's been given.
你已经把它给出去了。
It's been offered.
已经献上了。
It's no longer your own.
不再是属于你的。
It's God's.
是神的了。
Offer your bodies.
身体要献上。
Now yesterday I was at a couple of weddings.
昨天我在一个婚礼。
And at the wedding,We always say, when the bride comes down, who gives this woman to be married to this man?
当这个新娘走上来的时候，总是会问，是谁将这个新娘交给这位新郎的？
Now when I say that, as the pastor, I don't say, well, this woman is a piece of property, and we're going to transfer ownership.
当我作为牧师这样子讲的时候，我不是说这个新娘是一个物件，我要将所有权转交。
But in the ceremony of marriage, you transfer primary allegiance.
可是在一个婚约之中，你将这个你主要的这个效忠，你要你的一个效忠尾声的对象。
That's why in Genesis it says, therefore a man will leave his mother and father and cleave to his wife.
这就是为什么在创世纪说人，所以人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
He's not telling his parents, I am dead to you.
他不是告诉他的父母亲，对你们来说我已经死了。
You don't own me anymore.
现在我不属于你了。
But it's saying, my primary allegiance is now to my wife.
可是现在他要说的是，我现在主要要尾声的对象是我的妻子。
And so in the same way, Paul says, offer your bodies.
所以保罗也同样的是说，你要将身体要献上。
In a real way, we no longer technically own it.
所以我们实际上是说，我们真的，这身体不再属于我们。
For we have died in Christ.
因为我们在基督里已经死了。
Christ has bought us.
基督已经赎买了我们。
But another way, our primary allegiance is now to God.
所以我们现在主要委身的对象是神。
Before, our primary allegiance is to ourselves.
以前我们所委身的对象是自己。
The appetites of our flesh.
是我们肉体的胃口。
What we want out of life.
是我们自己在生活中我们想要得到的。
But now Paul says, now there needs to be a change because of all God has done.
可是保罗说，在这里你必须做个改变，因为你看到神所做的。
You can no longer live your life for yourself.
你不能够再为自己而活。
Your primary allegiance now is to God.
你现在主要的委身就是神。
And God can do with your life as He will.
神可以照着他的旨意来坐在你生命中。
This is what it means to be an offering.
这是作为一个献祭的真正的意思。
But there's another sense of what it means to be a sacrifice.
在作为献祭的这件事上还有一个意思。
For some reason, I never thought about it before I was studying this passage.
我一直到开始详细查看这个经文的时候，我才发现还有这样子一个意思。
I always imagine the Old Testament sacrifices for sin.
我一直想到旧约的所有为了罪而献上的祭。
That we've done something bad, and so therefore we sacrifice to God.
所以我们做了一些犯了一些错事，我们就献上祭物来补偿。
And I kind of brought that preconception into this passage.
我就把这样子的一个想法带到这段经文中。
And so when Paul says sacrifice, I think of, oh, I did something wrong, and I need to sacrifice myself to God for the things that I've done wrong.
所以我就想到，哦，我因为我做了一些得罪神的事情，所以我就将身体要献上来偿还我的罪。
But what kind of sacrifice is this?
可是这样子的一个献祭是什么样的祭？
It cannot be a sacrifice for sin.
其实保罗要我们献的祭不是一个赎罪的一个祭。
Because this is the conclusion, not the beginning.
因为这里是做一个总结，在这里是一个总结，而不是一个起头。
And Paul's already said that Jesus is our sacrifice for sin.
保罗以之前已经告诉我们，耶稣是我们的我们犯罪的赎价。
At the cross, all of our sins are upon him.
在十字架上，我们众人的罪都归在他身上。
And because of that, Paul says, now offer your bodies.
所以现在保罗说，因着这样子，你们要献上你们的身体。
It's not the same kind of sacrifice as what Jesus did on the cross.
所以我们要献上的不是耶稣在基督在十字架上所献上的。
If he took all of our sins, that means we don't have any.
如果他为我们献上了赎罪祭，就代表说这个罪我们已经没有这个罪了。
So what kind of a sacrifice are we to make?
所以我们要献上的是怎么样的一个祭？
It's a sacrifice of worship.
是一个敬拜的祭，献祭。
A sacrifice of thanksgiving.
是一个感恩祭。
That's the other kind of sacrifice that they did in the Old Testament.
这是另外一个被在旧约圣经中被提到的献祭。
If you're not sacrificing for the sins in your own life, then you're sacrificing for thanksgiving for what God has done for you.
如果你不是为了你生活上所犯的罪而献上赎罪赎愆祭，你是献上感恩的祭。
So Paul says, offer your bodies.
所以保罗说将身体献上。
Not as some kind of sober, oh, I have to, you know, give this sacrifice because of all the wrong that I've done.
不是在说哦，我要献上我的身体来补偿我以前所犯的罪。
But because of all our sins that have been taken from us，
我要献祭的原因是因为我的罪已经被赦免了。
As that old hymn writer says， my sin, oh the bliss of that glorious thought。
所以像一个诗人，他诗歌的作者他说，哦，我的重罪。当我一想到被除去的时候，多么的有福。
We offer our bodies as a joyful thanksgiving sacrifice.
我们将身体献上，因为我们是充满了喜乐，充满了欢喜而献上给神的。
But Paul also describes our sacrifices as a living sacrifice.
保罗还有形容我们所献上的祭是一个活的祭。
And at first it doesn't seem to make sense because usually when you come to sacrifice something, that thing dies.
这好像不是很合逻辑，因为任何的献祭，那个祭物都要死了。
Paul's saying, this is not a one-time thing.
保罗讲到这个献祭不是一次献上的祭。
Because of all that Christ has done for us,
因为基督为我们成就的一切。
What it means to be a Christian is not just one time praying a prayer.
做一个基督徒不是我们有一次做了一个祷告。
It's not a one-time experience.
不是一种一次的经历。
It's not a one-time surrendering.
不是一次的委身。
He says, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice.
这边讲到将身体献上当作活祭。
Your sacrifice continues onward.
你所献的这个活祭是不停的献上的。
This is how Paul says what the words that Jesus said originally in the Gospels.
这是保罗所形容耶稣在福音书所说的。
Daily take up your cross.
天天背起自己的十字架。
Means the same thing.
这是意义是相同的。
Something you have to constantly do.
这是你需要天天不断所做的。
So Paul says, in view of everything God's done for you,
所以在这边说，当你看见神为你成就的，
live your whole life as a living sacrifice.
将你整个人生都当作活祭献上。
Not just at baptism,
不仅仅是在你受浸的那一刻。
Not just at breaking bread,
不仅仅是在掰饼聚会的时
候。Not just in Sunday service,
不仅仅是在逐日信息
but all of today,
是今天整整一整天
and all of tomorrow,
明天一整天
every second you live,
你活的每一秒
as long as you are living,
只要你还呼吸
let that be a joyful sacrifice to God,
让这样子的献祭是一个喜乐的活祭。
Paul says this is holy and pleasing to God.
所以这个是纯全神所喜悦的。
Holy not necessarily in the meaning of perfect.
在这边讲到圣洁的，不是讲到是完全的。
But in the meaning of set apart.
这边的圣洁是讲到被分别出来。
That we sacrifice our bodies completely.And only to God.
我们将我们的身体献上是完全的，而且是唯独的献给神。
That we are wholly His.
我们是全然的归于神。
Again, I can't help but think about the weddings I went to yesterday.
我又想到昨天所参加的婚礼。
And when you get married, you say,You're saying, I'm wholly yours.
当你在婚约中的时候，你是向对方说，我是全然属于你。
That you are your spouse's, and your spouse is yours.
你是你配偶的，你配偶也是你的。
Holy.
是全然的。
Not perfect.
虽然是不完全的。
But dedicated for that use.
可是是专一为了这样子的使用而奉献的
exclusively for that person
是独独与那人可以享受的
so we are to be living sacrifice holy that only to God himself
所以我们要过一个圣洁分别的生活是独独向着神的
and pleasing
是神所喜悦的
we talked about this when we spoke about prayer in Luke
在我们上一次讲到路加福音祷告的这件事
And we prayed that we would be pleasing to God
我们的祷告说愿我们的祷告在你里面成为喜悦的
And in fact our greatest need is to be pleasing to our Heavenly Father
我们最大的需要是讨父天父的喜悦
Paul's telling us here how to be pleasing to God
保罗在这里告诉我们如何能够讨天父的喜悦
Be a living sacrifice
成为活祭
Every day commit to him
每一天交在他手中
Every day give yourself only and exclusively to God
每一天完全的单独的交给他
Then you'll be set apart for him and pleasing
所以你就被分别出来单单的归他讨他的喜悦
Paul finishes this verse and saying, this is your spiritual, or some translations say, reasonable act of worship or service.
在这边讲到是你们这样子的侍奉乃是在灵里的或者在这里中文是理所当然的。
I'll start with how the NIV translates it as spiritual.
在英文的 NIV 版本说，这里是说是在灵里的。
That the worship we are supposed to give, the sacrifice, is not a legalistic sacrifice.
我们所献上的这个献活祭，不是一种律法条例中的一种献祭。
We are not giving ourselves to a list of rules and regulations.
我们不是将自己献上来开始遵行许多的条规。
This is a matter of the heart and of the spirit.
这是说到我们的心，说到我们的灵的献上。
What we are doing is a spiritual act of worship.
所以我们所献上的祭是一个在灵里的一个敬拜。
But also has a sense of being reasonable.
在这里也有同样意思，是一种理所当然的献祭。
The Greek word here is where we get the English word logical.
在这边讲到它的希腊的原文的意思就是合逻辑的。
And it makes my mathematician side very happy that he said this.
所以当他讲到逻辑的话，逻辑性让我这个做学数学的人就非常喜欢。
Because it's like writing at the end of all this work that he's been doing, proven.
就像一个人他花了许多时间来解决一个数学难题，最后他把它解决了。
This makes sense.
这是很合理的。
This is the logical conclusion to what God has done.
这是在神所做的一切之后，我们推测出来非常合理的一个逻辑。
In the view of all of God's mercy, doing anything else doesn't make sense.
如果是在神的为我们所做的一切之后，我们献给神其他的东西都是不合理的。
Living our lives in any other way is illogical.
我们如果用其他的方式来生活是不合理的。
It doesn't match.
不符合神所给我们的。
This is your spiritual or reasonable act.
这是我们在灵里或者是理所当然的一个敬拜。
Now he says worship also means service.
所以在这边英文虽然讲到是用敬拜这个字，可是它也是中文的侍奉。
The focus of the service is God.
我们的侍奉的对象是神。
And we don't normally mean it that way.
我们很多的时候没有这样子的认为。
Because we call what we are in right now a worship service.
因为我们现在在这里所做的就是我们的一个敬拜聚会。
But how many times that I am guilty of this as well, that we go into a worship service and we come out saying, well, I didn't really get much from that worship service.
我们有多少次，这包括我自己也有犯的错误，就是我们聚完会以后，我们出来，我们会说，今天聚会好像没有什么得着。
Now that only makes sense if the focus of the worship service is me.
如果我们来聚会仅仅为了重心是满足我自己，这你可以这样子讲。
But the focus of the worship is God.
可是我们来这边来聚会来敬拜，我们的主角是神。
So in a sense, when we come into a worship service, we should be asking, what is God getting out of this?
所以当我们走出一个聚会的时候，我们应该问神在这里得着了什么。
He's getting our worship.
他得到了我们的敬拜。
He should be receiving our thanksgiving.
他应该得到我们的感谢。
He should be receiving what Paul is saying we should be doing, offering our bodies as living sacrifices.
他应该得到保罗在这里所要求我们的，将我们身体献上当作活祭。
Verse 2.
第二节。
This has deep...and serious consequences for our lives.
这样子行的话，对我们的生命有非常深的一个结果。
Obviously, if we are giving all that we are to God on a daily basis, it should mean we live differently.
如果我们将我们一切所有的琐事的天天献给神的话，我们生活是必须是不同的。
So Paul gives us two commands.
保罗在这里有两个命令给我们。
The first command is do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world.
第一个命令是不要效法这个世界。
What does it mean to conform?
效法是什么意思?
The government passes all sorts of laws.
政府有许多立了许多新的条规。
To conform our behavior.
来约束我规范我们的行为。
It is taking our behavior and conforming it to some other standard or some other person.
所以把我们的行为经过某些规范来符合某一种的标准。
Just like when I drive, my speed of the car conforms to the speed limit.
就像当我开车的时候，我车子的速度必须符合那时候车子的速限。
Or when we see a commercial for delicious food on the TV, we get hungry.
或者当我们看到电视上关于食物的广告的时候，我们肚子就开始叫。
Paul says that as long as we are in this world, there are forces trying to conform us to the rest of this world.
所以保罗在提醒我们，当我们只要我们活在这个世上，就有各样的力量在周遭围要把我们要我们去效法。
I had a person that lived on the same floor as me in undergrad.
当我在本科学习的时候，有一个人是住在我楼下那一层。
And when I was a freshman, he was already maybe a junior or senior.
当我是初一大一的时候，他可能大三大四。
And he always spoke with British accent.
他总是用英国腔的英文说话。
So as a young freshman, I assumed, well, here is a transfer student from Britain.
所以因为他总是用英文腔，所以我就理所当然认为他是从英国来的转学生。
Until a little time has passed and I got to know him a little better.
所以过了一段时间我更认识这个人。
I found out he had only taken a trip over there for a couple of weeks.
我发现他仅仅在英国去旅行待了几个礼拜而已。
But well over there he had conformed the way his mannerisms, the way he speaks and the way he acts to the British people.
所以就因为他去了这仅仅这一周几周的时间，他就把自己的说话、自己的言行举止，就效法了英国人。
It didn't change who he was，
没有改变他本来是什么人。
He wasn't British，
他不是英国人。
He was American，
他是美国人。
But his actions were conformed to the ways of England，
可是他的行为是效法了英国人的。行为
Paul says,
保罗说
don't conform.
不要效法。
All of our desires and all of the things that we find pleasurable in this world do not conform to what everyone else wants.
我们在这世界上我们所想的所求的所爱的不要跟这个世界同步。
Some people could call this peer pressure.
我们可以叫它为同级的压力。
Don't conform to this world and how it thinks.
我们不要因着这世界给的压力而我们就效法他们。
And I get so sad when I watch the news and there's this respected or at least well-known Christian person and they start talking just like the world.
当我看到电视里某一些很受尊敬的一些基督徒的一些信主的人，他们开始讲话讲得跟世界一模一样。
The things that the culture thinks are sins, they think are sins.
当这个世界所认为是罪的事情，那这个人他也同样的认同他们了。
The things that they think that the world thinks are virtues, they think are virtues.
所以当这世界的人所认为是美德的东西。这些基督徒也认为是美德。
They completely conform to this world.
所以他们就完全的效法了这个世界。
And it grieves me.
让我很哀痛。
And it grieves me in a different way when I saw they had a obituary for the last head of the Mormon Church a while back.
一段时间之前，当我读到一个摩门教的一个做领袖的人他的铺文。
Now Mormons aren't Christian.
摩门教徒他们不是基督徒。
But in this obituary, they were saying about the head of the Mormon church that despite all the influence and the desires of his congregation, he would not change the way he thought about the old-time virtues and values of the Mormon Church.
所以在他的这个讣文里面写到，这位摩门教的领袖，无论外面世俗怎么样的有压力来影响他，他拒绝与那些世俗上的人同流合污，他还是持守自古来的美德。
And I really wish that he was a Christian.
我多么希望这样子的形容是形容一个基督徒。
Because everyone around him was saying the old way is wrong, and we've got a new way of thinking.
因为在他思维的人不断地告诉他说，我们旧的思想是错误的，我们现在应该有新的想法。
And he utterly rejected all of that.
他是彻底的就拒绝排除这样子的想法。
And this is what Paul is calling us to do.
这是保罗也同样要求我们做的。
Do not be conformed.
不要效法。
Your attitudes, your desires, your appetite should not be the same as everyone around us.
你的态度、你的想法、你的胃口，不要与你旁边的人一模一样。
And it's not just that we want to look different, we want to stand out.
不是因为我们想要与众不同，我们要独排众议。
The desires and attitudes of the world around us do not bring us closer to God.
我们看到四维人他们的想法，他们所要的、所求的，不是神所要的。
In fact, it's the exact opposite.
实际上是与神所要的是彻底相反的。
They bring us away from God.
这些想法把我们带我们远离神。
Think of when you watch TV.
你想想看你看电视的时候。
A commercial comes on.
一个广告出来。
It touches upon your desires.
这个广告就触动你的你里面的欲望。
In that moment, you say, "Wow, praise God."
在那个时候，你心里就说啊，感谢主。
God, you're so glorious.
神啊，你太荣耀了。
No, your focus is, "I want that."
其实不会的，你不会这样子想，你一定说啊，我真想得到这个东西。
I want that food, I want that clothes, I want that technology.
啊，我想要得到前面的那广告的食物，我想要得到那样子的衣服，我想要得到那种最新的科技产品。
It takes our focus off of God and onto ourselves.
所以这些东西把我们的注意力、专注力从神身上移开到别的东西。
And so when we conform to the desires and attitudes of this world, we're killing ourselves spiritually.
所以当我们效法四维人的态度和思想的时候，我们把这里面属灵的生命正在扼杀它。
We're becoming less and less of what Paul tells us we should be, which is living sacrifices to God.
我们就越来越不像保罗这边所要求我们要成为的，就是天天的活祭。
So instead of conforming to this world, what does Paul tell us to do?
与其效法这个世界，保罗怎么样教导我们？
He says, but be transformed.
这边告诉我们要被更新，要变化。
Transforming is a whole different word.
这个变化是完全不同的一个字。
In English, it's where we get the word metamorphosis from.
在英文中可能讲到是一种蜕变。
We use it to describe a caterpillar turning into a butterfly.
我们来形容一个蝴蝶怎么从蛹变成一只蝴蝶。
When I was a little child, I saw a commercial on TV for something called a transformer.
当我是个孩子的时候，我在电视上看到有一个东西叫做变形金刚。
Now, for the younger people, I admit I am very old.
我承认我年纪很大了。
And this was before any movies were made called Transformers.
这是在还没有这个变形金刚的电影出现之前。
In fact, it was the first time anyone had heard of Transformers.
那时候是第一次大家听到有所谓变形金刚。
And so I saw the commercial for the toy on TV and I asked my dad.
所以当我看见广告里面讲到变形金刚，我就向爸爸要求要买。
Can I get a transformer?
我可不可以给我一个变形金刚？
Now my dad being a scientist, the first thing that he thought of when he heard transformer was an electrical device.
我爸爸他是一个科学家，所以当我讲到这个变形金刚这个英文的时候，他想到的是一个变压器。
And he looked at me, this little child, as he was crazy, asking for an electrical transformer.
他看着我，他说，诶，这个孩子有问题吗？他怎么要一个变压器啊？
And asked me, what in the world are you going to do with one of those?
他说你要这个东西做什么？
And I had to explain, no, a transformer is a toy.
我跟他说，爸，这个东西是个玩具。
It looks like a car.
它看起来像车子。
But then it turns into a robot.
可是它一变就可以变成一个机器人。
I know, for you younger people, not such a novel idea, but at the time, very novel.
现在在你们来说没什么新鲜的，可是那时候可新鲜了。
It's a transformation from one form into a different form.
其实这个锐变从一种形状变成另外一种形状。
Paul says, instead of conforming your desires to the ways of this world, be transformed.
保罗说，与其你们要效法这个世界他的思想他的想法，你们要变化。
Don't just be yourself as you were, but just a little bit better.
你们不是要仅仅跟从前一样，只是稍微好了一点。
Be completely different.
你们要完全不一样。
But he does not say, make yourself very different.
他这里没有说，你们要让你们自己变得完全不一样。
He's not saying, come up with a list of things that I want to make my life better.
这里他不是要你弄一个名单，说我要做这件事情让我变得更好。
In the Greek, Paul says, do not be transformed. It's passive.
在这里是一个被动的一个变化。
It's us letting God work in us.
他是在说你要让神在你身上做工。
So Paul's really saying, let God work in you and transform you.
所以保罗在这里是在说你要让神来在你身上来变改变你。
Into what?
变成什么？
What are we supposed to transform into?
我们要改变成什么形状？
Well, in 2 Corinthians, Paul uses the same word, transform, and he says, to be transformed into Christ's likeness.
保罗在哥林多后书讲到，我们要渐渐变成有神的形状、形象。
And he says, by the renewing of your mind.
是借着我们的心意被更新。
Your mind, how you think, how you process, and also how you make moral decisions.
你怎么思想，你怎么做出一些道德上的决定，你要被更新。
Back in Romans chapter 1, verse 28, Paul uses the same word.
在罗马书第一章第二十八节，保罗用了同样的一个字。
Paul's talking about mankind,denying the truth of God.
他这里在讲到整个人类他们否认了神的真理。
And so he says in Romans chapter 1:28, furthermore, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done.
二十八节讲到他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存邪僻的心，行那些不合理的事。
The result of our sin was a depraved mind.
我们犯罪的结局就是我们有个邪僻的心。
No longer able to think properly.
我们没有能力好好的思想。
Not able to have a moral compass that works properly.
我们里面的道德指南已经是歪曲了。
All of our choices go astray.
我们所做的每一个选择都是偏的。
But because of God's mercy, now our mind can be renewed.
可是因着神的慈悲，我们的心思意念可以被更新。
No longer deprived.
不再是邪僻的。
No longer a mind that just thinks about sin.
我们的心不再是终日思想都是恶。
But a mind focused on God.
我们的心思意念定睛在神身上。
The result of this, Paul says, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
在这里保罗说，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Now when we're young, the biggest question most of us ask is, what is God's will for our life?
在我们年轻的时候，我们很容易想要问的一个问题就是，神在我身上的旨意是什么？
Does God want me to go to this school or that school?
神希望我到这个学校还是去那个学校？
Is it God's will for me to date this person or that person?
神要我与这个人交往还是与那个人交往？
What is God's will?
神的旨意是什么？
Where does he want me to go?
他要我去哪？
What does he want me to be?
他要我成为怎么样的人？
Paul says one of the wonderful things about being a living sacrifice is that we are transformed and we know the will of God.
神保罗在这边说到，当我们将自己成为当作活祭献上的时候，我们就能够查验神的旨意。
He uses a very interesting word to say what our relationship is to the will of God.
他这边用了一个很有意思的字来形容我们与神的旨意，神的关系。
In the Chinese, use one, but in English, we use two.
中文这边讲到两个，英文有两个。
But it says test and approve.
中文讲到查验，英文是两个字，是考察。还有核准。
But in the original, it's just one word.
在原来的字里面就是一个字。
And the English has put both of those words in to try to explain the meaning of this word.
英文放了两个字来试着解释这一个字的意思。
Because part of this word is testing.
因为它其中的一个意思是查验。
To find out whether something is genuine.
来查验一个东西是不是真的。
To find out whether something is real.
是不是是真实的。
To be able to see, is this the will of God or is it not?
我们来查验这是神的旨意吗还是不是神的旨意。
But it doesn't just stop there.
不仅仅停在这里。
It also includes another part.
它还包括了另外一个。
And as I was preparing this, I thought aboutCoffee for some reason.
当我在准备这个的时候，我突然想到的是咖啡。
And many of my friends over the years have tried to get me to like coffee.
我许多的朋友这么多年来一直希望我喜欢喝咖啡。
And so they bring me better quality chocolate. Better quality coffee.
所以他们把一些很好质量的咖啡带来给我。
One of my friends brought back from Italy. She's, oh, you got to try this coffee. I know you don't like coffee, but try this stuff. It's going to be awesome.
有一个朋友他从意大利来，他说这个东西从意大利来，他说我知道你不爱咖啡，可是你试试看，它太棒了。
So all these friends might be able to, give me a taste for how coffee tastes, whether it's good or bad.
这些人都能够给我看来。查验这些咖啡它是好的还是坏的。
And given enough time, I would be able to tell what is, cheap coffee and what is expensive coffee.
所以当我时常品尝不同的咖啡的时候，我就能知道哪些是好的、优质的，哪些是劣质的咖啡。
What is coffee made in America and what is coffee made in, say, Italy?
好比美国做的咖啡什么味道，意大利的咖啡什么味道。
But one thing they can't teach me,is to enjoy it.
他们没办法做到一件事，就是让我很享受这样子的咖啡。
And that's the other part of this word.
这就是这个字的另外一个意思。
Not only are we transformed so that we can recognize, can see whether it's true, the will of God.
我们不但被变化了，所以我们可以查验某些事情是不是的确是神的旨意。
But to approve of it.
而且我们还喜悦他们。
To say, I love this.
我们说我喜爱这样子的事情。
I enjoy it.
我享受它。
I delight in this.
我欢喜快乐的行。
Let's turn back to that Romans passage, Romans chapter 1:28.
我们再转回罗马书第一章二十八节。
It also contains that same word.
也同样有那个字。
I read again, therefore, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done.
他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存邪僻的心行那些不合理的事。
That word that we're looking at in Romans chapter 12 is in the worthwhile.
Worthwhile. Okay. Worthwhile. 他们认为这边讲到故意不认识神。Worthwhile 就是很有价值的。
So Paul's saying, because everyone rejected God and chose sin instead, they couldn't, one of the things they lost was the ability to know the will of God.
所以因为他们不认识神，所以他们失掉了那个认识神旨意的能力。
They couldn't tell whether one thing was true or false.
他们无法察言一个东西是真的还是假的。
Whether it pleased God or not.
他们也不知道这件事是讨神喜悦和或神所憎恶的。
But not only that, because they rejected God, they didn't even find any pleasure in it.
所以也不仅仅如此，他们也在这些神喜悦的事物上，他们没有办法享受。
And this is what we're reclaiming when we come back, and because of God's mercies.
所以这是我们当我们在神的慈悲中，我们所要恢复所得。重新得着的。
As we are living sacrifices and we are transformed, we know the will of God.
当我们成为活祭，当我们变化的时候，我们可以知道神的旨意。
We know what His good, pleasing, and perfect will is.
我们知道什么是神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And we love it.
而且我们极其喜爱这些旨意。
We see God working. We say, Amen.
当我们看到神的做工的时候，我们说阿们。
Oh, I love to be in what God is doing.
哦，我实在是感谢神所做的这一切。
If only I could be a part of that.
如果我能够在参与在其中，多好。
That's the desire of God's children.
这是神的儿女的一个渴望。
Oh, I want to be in God's will.
哇，我多么希望我是行在神的旨意中。
It's good, it's pleasing.
这实在是太美好了。
To God and to myself.
对神是美好，对我也同样的美好。
This is our spiritual, reasonable act of worship.
这是我们所是理所当然的侍奉。
So brothers and sisters, I urge you as Paul does.
所以如同保罗，我也在这边恳求弟兄姐妹。
Remember all God has done for you.
我们再次的来思想神为我们所做的。
But not just like in a textbook.
不仅仅是在字面上的。
Go back and think about all God has done and every single little thing. Say, oh, that's God's mercies.
所以我们回想追想神在我们身上所做的每一件事情，每一件事我们都看到是神的慈悲。
And when we do that, we have to be changed.
当我们这样子想的时候，我们必然改变。
We have to give ourselves to Him.
我们必然将自己献给他。
We have to offer our bodies as living sacrifices.
我们必然将自己当成活祭献给他。
It's the only response that makes sense.
这是唯一理所当然的回应。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we are overwhelmed by your mercies.
天父，我们真是想到你的怜悯。我们真是无地自容。
That you have given us life.
你赐给我们生命。
You've given us food.
你赐给我们食物。
You've given us family.
赐给我们家庭。
Given us friends.
给我们朋友。
You've given us jobs.
给我们工作。
You've given us schools.
给我们学校。
You gave us a way of salvation.
你赐给我们救恩的道路。
You gave us your one and only Son.
你将你的独生子赐给我们。
You gave us His life on the cross.
你将他的生命在十字架的生命赐给了我们。
You gave us the empty tomb.
你赐给我们那空的坟墓。
You gave us the church body.
你赐给我们教会的肢体。
And you gave us a place in heavenly dwellings.
你赐给我们一个天上的居所。
Mercy is every single one of them.
每一样都是你的怜悯。
Not one speck did we deserve.
我们一点一滴我们都不配得。
Lord, let us stand amazed at your mercies.
让我们因你的怜悯而我们讶异。
And Lord, give us no choice but to offer our bodies as living sacrifices.
真是逼到一个地步，我们只能将我们的身体当作活祭献上。
Oh Lord, in view of everything you've given us, it doesn't make sense for us to hold anything back.
因着你所赐给我们这一切，我们不应该有任何的保留。
Oh Lord, we offer all that we are to you.
我们将我们所有的所事，我们献给你。
To you who held nothing back from us.
因为你没有留下一样不给我们。
Help us to live every day, every hour, every week, as long as we are alive, as living sacrifices.
愿我们的一生，每一天，每一周，每一个月，只要是活着一天，都是活祭。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.